This is Molly Adele Brown, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, we carry on interviewing here at Vamos, and another Nashvillian, Molly Adele Brown.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I saw your first show yesterday in the Champagne Bar, and you've got a real humor to you.
That is true. I do tend to bring that spunky personality that I have to all the music I sing.
I mean, I could see you in Rent.
Yes.
I could see you flying the pig over the moon, or the cow over the moon. Is it the cow
yep.
over the moon?
It's the only thing to do is jump over the moon.
Yeah, I just as I was watching you, I think just perfect for that. Because you probably don't know this, but the if you follow the Eurovision Song Contest, we had the big
last night Portugal won.
Yeah, but the English girl is in Rent at the moment. Yeah, and I saw her in January doing Rent in London, and she's the singer, and she does that. She's that character.
Goodness.
Who's the character?
Maureen.
And she does that, and she's got a great range as well.
Yeah, now I want to go make sure I catch that at some point.
Yeah, you must do. I mean, I just love Rent. I've seen it right from the beginning.
Oh, my background is in musical theater. I grew up doing musical theater, and so, needless to say, I've seen Rent a couple times, and it's been so much fun.
Well, I can see that in your act, you know, and if the country market doesn't take you where you want to go, I mean, you're made for the stage.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anyway, let's talk about country music. And
let's do
you,
it.
You've got a new album out.
I do. I just released my album. It's called Dancing with Strangers. And it's one that I've been working on with a bunch of different writers. And so I have Nefertiti Jones and Jimmy Bones that worked with me in New York. And then I have Jonathan Edwards and Mike Fares that worked with me down in Nashville. And then I put the songs together and actually had Jonathan Edwards down in Nashville with a full team of Nashville people produce the album. And I was so ecstatic when it came out. And I'm loving every second of what's going on now.
That's great. So is there a single?
The single is Chug. So
Chug.
Chug. It's kind of that party anthem that started when I was in college and has morphed into more than a college anthem, just a drinking anthem in general. And it shows that spunky personality that I've got while still being a ton of fun and, you know, made for anybody who wants to listen.
So where do you come from? Are you from Nashville or have you immigrated to Nashville?
I immigrated to Nashville. I actually am from New York. And so I grew up right outside of the city in Westchester and have been in the area ever since. And then went to school on Staten Island, lived in Queens. So it's quite a whirlwind. But now I'm starting the transition and Nashville is becoming my new home.
Great. Good. And do you go out performing with a band or do you do it as acoustic?
I do everything and anything and everything in between. I have my main band that I use up in New York, and then now I'm kind of making the same down in Nashville, and then I have different guitarists that I use. And so there are times where we'll be doing a major festival, and then there are other times where it's just a bar with three people, but no matter what the show is, it's always such a good time, and so I love every second of performing.
That's great. So what's your plans now? Are you planning to put together a tour to promote this record?
Yeah, so right now we're working on getting the song out on radio. And with that, we're hoping to do more of a radio tour around the U.S. But now that I've seen how much fun Scotland is and how great the U.K. is with country music, I'm starting to think I want to deviate and do a little more U.K. touring and hop on some festivals and some different bars and whatnot here. So that's the good thing about music is you can always change your plans and there's always something to do. So I'll never be bored.
This is the first trip you've made to the UK?
Yeah, I've been to Ireland and England before, and so this is my first time to Scotland, and then I did a bunch of Europe as well as a kid with family, but I've never done traveling for music like this. So this is the first time I'm really getting to take what I love and show another place what we do at home.
That's great. Well, we look forward to seeing you coming back very, very soon, and hopefully we can get a record out over here to promote you.
Definitely.
That's for sure. So, but we opened up with Chug.
Mm-hmm.
Pick me another track from the album, and then we'll go out with that.
All right. So another track from the album would be Perfectly Lonely. It's a song that I wrote that was just kind of about being all right with yourself. And it's not that it's sad that you're lonely. It's that you're perfectly lonely. And, you know, I'm always using the phrase perfectly imperfect because I love that I'm a little quirky and spunky and off, and that's my fun attitude. And so it's kind of a little bit of an anthem to everybody who wants to sparkle their own way and not go by the, you know, the norm.
Molly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm sitting on this bar stool listening to an old Tad Haggard song. It's enough to make you cry, but it's the smoke in my eyes that's brought it on. I used to hide the pain in a crowd, but now I'm okay just standing out. I'm perfectly lonely, just me.
I don't need a dusty cowboy.
But if you walked in here right now, boy, you'd see.